Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question is from Leah Marie on Facebook. She says, "My husband and I are both only children who now have two children of our own. Watching siblings interact is fascinating and new to us, and we have no idea what language to use to teach our three-year-old son that he has to share with his sister. I know a lot of it is just the age, but we keep saying, please share, and your sister sharing her toys with you, please do the same. And I kind of don't know what to do, as she is about to start crawling and therefore will be about to just take anything she wants, preparing for Meltdown City over here and could use some tips." Okay, Leah Marie, I'm going to start by saying this. I always take as my touchstone for parenting things that kids should act their age. By which I mean a 1.5-year-old might decide to start chirping in church, and that is a 1.5-year-old acting her age. An 8-year-old who did the same thing, that would be completely inappropriate. So the baby sister, she's going to act her age. She's going to grab things and put them in her mouth. She's going to be super interested in whatever her big brother is doing because that's how she's going to live her life. But even her big brother is a little bit young and still learning sharing skills, as you well know. Sharing skills don't actually develop until kids are somewhere between 3 and 4 years old, like 3.5. So he's still learning those skills himself. So the first thing that you need to know is you can arm him with sort of more positive skills of dealing with his little sister. He doesn't have to share everything with her. He shouldn't share everything with her. But here's the good news. Whatever he hands her is going to be super fine with her, at least for a little while. So the first skill that you should teach him is that if he's playing with something and he doesn't want her to have it, or she has something that he really wants, he can say to her, here, I'm going to call her Chloe, just for the sake of this example. Let's say, hey, Chloe, here's another truck for you to hold. And as long as he hands her something that is sort of basically equivalent to what she has in her hand, she will happily trade with him because he's her big brother and he is basically an idol in her eyes. So that will work very well for him. And I know he's only 3, but if you model that again and again, he will get the hang of it. On the other hand, if he screams, she took my toy, and then she cries because he's pulling on it and then hits her, and you have to get involved, that won't work as well for him. The toys go away. And again, that's something you can teach by showing it. And then in that moment saying, well, now I have to put the trains away. But the next time when Chloe wants to take a train, you can say, here, Chloe, I want you to hold this train. In other words, make the melting down, yelling at her, hitting her. It's not in his best interests. I don't think you need to push the playing together with kids with this sort of age difference. It's not going to happen that they're going to play happily together for a while. And I don't want you to despair if that doesn't happen for a while. It's not an expectation that you should have for a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old. And you don't need to. They're going to grow up and love each other. They'll be friends. They'll even enjoy playing together at some point. But if that doesn't happen for long stretches at this point in their lives, it's fine. The most important thing you need to lay down, of course, is that aggression is never allowed, that she can't hit him, and believe me, she'll get there, and that he can't poke her in the eye. That's not allowed. Everything else is sort of a negotiation that you can teach them. There's a really good article on 0to3.org written by Sarah McLaughlin that's called Helping Young Children with Sharing. And I'm going to put the link to it right in the notes for this episode. If you want to scroll or tap, you'll get a link right there. And Sarah suggests something I really like. She says you can use language for them like, oh, now she's crying and you're crying and now we have two people upset. So next time, I'd like you to say, can I have a turn? I want you to keep practicing that. Keep modeling for them in the moments when things aren't going well, what they could have said instead. Sarah McLaughlin has lots of other good tips in that article too. I'm not going to say them all here, but it is a great article for you to look at. Leah Marie, things probably are going to be a little meltdown city at your house when your daughter learns to crawl and then walk. But the more you can help your son manage his little sister in a positive way, the more peaceful moments you'll have. Notice I didn't say afternoons, I said moments, but it's still a start. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.